Welcome, precious child of God, to yet another life-changing message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney is the head pastor of God is Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled Foundation Stones, and the theme for today's episode is Worship. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20. Now let's travel to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I take it again. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. Amen. The past week we've dealt with the five foundation stones, and we've dealt with, out of the five, we've dealt with oneness, with salvation, with stewardship last week, and today we want to talk about worship. Amen. Somebody say worship. I want to encourage you that when you come to church, you come with a notebook and a pen and a Bible, and then you write, so when you go home you don't forget. Research have said that after 72 hours, whatever you have heard from the pulpit, you are likely to forget. Amen. Unless you want to go back and play the video and watch it again and again and again and again. Hallelujah. Somebody say worship. Say worship. I want you to join me. Let's read John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, the King James Version. John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24. Can we read together? It says that, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Please give me the CEV version, and let's read together. The CEV version. It says that, let's read together, "But a time is coming, and it is already here. Even now, the true worshippers are being led by the Spirit to worship the Father according to the truth. These are the ones the Father is seeking to worship him. God is Spirit, and those who worship God must be led by the Spirit to worship him according to the truth." May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. You might ask me that, what is the meaning of worship, or what does worship mean? Worship means to honor, to revere, to adore, to pay homage, or to render devotion and respect. Worship means that to honor, to revere. Somebody say honor. To honor, to revere, to adore, to pay homage, to respect, or render devotion. And worship comes from our modern day worship word comes from an old English word, which means that worship, and that is to say that worship attributing something that is very important in your life. So it's either you worship someone or you worship something, and that is why people can put some graven image and worship it. What they are doing is that they are adoring, they are paid homage. Because when I pay homage to a higher being or a superior power, I don't leave the presence of that higher being the same. Am I communicating? That is why, as humans as we are, when people even worship us, we feel so pompous and proud that there are times where we dip our hand in our pocket and we begin to release money. And that is why you could see on the TVs when these politicians are all around trying to campaign and all that, and when people begin to worship them and mention their name, when they see them, they bow down, they pay homage to them. Sometimes they dip their hands in their briefcase and release bundles of money and say that, "Take it." Because when somebody is worshiped, the spirit in that person is highly elevated and feels that I need to do something back to that person. So it is reciprocate. When you worship, you receive something back. So when you come in the presence of God and you worship, that is why we say you come and you don't leave the same. When you come and you worship God, God has something that he has to do, and what he has to do is to bless you. Am I communicating? So it is about time that God is saying that I want to receive true worshipers. Worshipers that will come before me with sincerity and worship me, because in my house there is abundance of blessing. I have kept them for far too long, but I'm looking for men and women that I can bless them with. And God is saying that this morning, can I find true worshipers in the house? Can I preach to you, somebody? Can I find men and women that I can bless with? Because I have abundance of blessing. Somebody say worship. Say worship. Say worship. And that is why it is a fatal error that worship is not about me or my preference, but worship is only about God. Somebody say about God. Say about God. So you don't go into a worship meeting or a house of God and now begin to revere the person who is going to lead you to worship. Immediately you put your eyes on that person who is worshiping, whether a renowned gospel musician or whoever that person is, you are missing it, because the only person you can reverence is God Almighty. Somebody say God Almighty. Say God Almighty. Because it is not the person that blesses, it is God that blesses. The person might have the gift and might have the talent, might have a good voice and sing, whatever it is. But the truth of the matter is that as the person is worshiping God, God connects to the worship. And as you also worship, God connects to the worship, and God does the blessing, not the man does the blessing. So I cannot bless you and no one can bless you, but the only person that can bless you and bless you even exceedingly abundantly above all is the God you and I we serve. Come, somebody high five, say I know that God. Come on, say I know that God. Say I know that God. For this reason, it is crucial, and please pay close attention to this, that it is crucial that we understand what Jesus was trying to tell us about worship. And Jesus uses the woman in John chapter 4 to let us know what it means to worship. Hallelujah. Because it is here that there is only one worthy of our worship, and he defined the kind of worship he desired. Somebody say define. Say define. Because I don't come to the house of God and then I say I want to worship God when I do not know how to worship him. There are times where we come to the house of God and we live the same and not the same. We come with as we are and we live as we are because we have not understood what it means to worship. Somebody say worship. Somebody say worship. So how do we worship in the spirit? How do we worship in the spirit? We do so by allowing the Holy Spirit to move on our spirit. I want to take it again slowly. How do we worship in the spirit? We do so by allowing the Holy Spirit to move on our spirit, causing love, one, adoration, two, devotion, to ascend to God. Please pay particular attention here. We worship God in the spirit. So when we say worship God in the spirit, what does it mean? It means that you allow the Holy Spirit to move on your spirit. Am I communicating? Listen, you have a spirit, but when the Holy Spirit moves on your spirit, oh my God. And that is why there are times where it looks so funny to the unbeliever, or it looks so funny to somebody who does not understand, when we find ourselves in a place of worship and all my hands is everywhere and my heart is everywhere and my eyes is everywhere and my spirit is everywhere, because at that particular time I am not on my own. There is a higher power, there is a supreme being that I have allowed, not he has allowed, I have allowed him to hover on my spirit. And when the Holy Ghost connect with my spirit, the Holy Ghost begin to open my eyes and teaches me how to worship. Because at that particular moment, I feel like I am crazy in worship. That is why you go into some meetings, you will find women who are lying prostrate on the floor, that on the ordinary they will never do that, because they have allowed the Holy Ghost upon their spirit. That is why you find some men that they are bowed down on their knees, that they will never do that on the ordinary in their homes or their houses, but because they have allowed the Holy Ghost to hover on their spirit. Somebody say, I want to know how to worship. Say, I want to know how to worship. So what he does is that he causes love and adoration and devotion to ascend to God. Now watch this. So that means that anytime you are not worshiping, that love and adoration is not ascending to God. That devotion is not what? It's not ascending to God. So can you imagine that we come to the house of God and let's worship, and you are there thinking about something you are going to dine in the evening, thinking about a place you are going to go after service, whilst there are bunch of blessing, that all that he's saying is that all I need is to allow the Holy Ghost to hover upon your spirit and open the spiritual portals that will ascend love unto God, one will ascend devotion unto God, for God to pour you out all spiritual blessing. You see, it is true, and it is true that when you come to the house of God, you don't live the same. And all the time, it is not only when the word of God is preached, when spirits are being released, but even in worship. So I knew a woman back then during my days of old, that the woman said, one thing I don't miss in church is I don't miss worship and praises. Because anytime I praise and I worship, God does something. And there is a proven track record that when the Israelites found themselves in a place where the enemies had encamped around them, it took a king by the name Josiah, and he said that I need priests here, I need choristers here, because we need to worship, because there is one weapon that can cause God to open up spiritual blessings upon your life, and that is worship. So God is saying that this morning, can I have true worshipers in the house? Oh, can I preach like a thief? Tap somebody, high five. Say, I see in you a true worshiper. How do you worship in truth? Because it says that you have to worship in truth and what? And in spirit. So how do I worship in truth? Now we do worship in truth according to the principles and the patterns and the commands that has been laid down in the word of God. Am I communicating? So if I'm worshiping in truth, I understand the principles and the patterns and the command that is laid down by the word of God. That I don't come to the house of God, or I don't worship God in my privacy and just look at God like a statue. No, I go to God in reverence. I go to God with a humble spirit. I go to God with a humble heart. I go to God with all the reverence I need. Oh yes, oh yes, I know. Because that your smaller God, when you go before them, you bow down. But how about the God that told Elijah that pour water upon the wood and begin to command fire? How can fire burn on the wood that has water? There is only one God, and you can't come to him and just look at him like some statue. No, and go to your smaller God, that your tree God, and bow before them, and you look at God like some zombie. The Lord is saying, can I find true worshipers in his house? Tell somebody that there is a true worshiper, and I know. Tell the person it's you. Say it's you. There, the spirit and the word are both needed to properly worship. The spirit and the word are properly needed if we have to worship. And I want to say this. If the spirit is not there, then worship is formal and is dead. If any time that we worship and the spirit is not there,
Our worship is formal and is dead. It's like I come to the house of God and let's worship, and it has become a tradition and a ritual that when they say worship, I lift up my hands and I begin to look at Him. But you see, when the Spirit of God is upon your spirit, there are times where you feel like, let me remove my shoes. There are times where you feel like, let me just move around. There are times where you begin to speak greatness about God. Am I communicating to somebody? That is when you allow the Spirit. Because anytime the Spirit is there, it is not the normality of your life. It is not just a normal day. It is not just a normal Sunday. Because one Sunday differs from another Sunday. Am I communicating? Because the blessings are not the same. There are great blessings, and they are exceedingly and abundant blessings that God wants to give to us. Am I communicating? So anytime there is no spirit in our worship is formal and is dead. Somebody say he's dead. Say he's dead. If the word is not there, then worship becomes emotionalism and it leads to fanatism. When the word is not there, it's just about emotions. Some people can worship and it's just about emotions. They are never true worshipers because they are not worshiping in spirit. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if the word is not there, then worship becomes emotionalism. And that is why you have several body of Christ. Worship now becomes something to entertain others. That anytime that people come and they are dancing, they are screaming and all that, they are happy. But where is that true worship? Am I communicating? When the mindset is that, oh, it's just normal. Let's come and clap. Let's come and move our feet. Let's come and move our body. And it's not in spirit and it's not in truth. Then it becomes entertainment. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? Tap somebody, high five, say true worshipers. The Lord is looking for. The Lord is looking for. And the truth of the matter is that in most of our churches, there is no true word and there is no true spirit. Am I communicating? Oh, we understand that in Acts chapter 15, nearly 20 years after God poured out His spirit on the day of Pentecost, the church is still trying to find a balance between the word and spirit. And even as I speak to you now, there are most churches that are trying as much as possible to find a balance between what? Between the word and what? And the spirit. And in 20 years ago, they were trying to find a balance between the Gentile and the Jew. And there was so much confusion. Do we accept the Gentiles or we do not accept the Gentiles? Am I communicating? Hallelujah. There was so much confusion between the law and grace. And Paul was saying something different. And the other disciples or the apostle were also saying something different. One time they told Paul that for them to embrace you and not to cause any confusion, whilst you come, shave your hair like us the others have done. And Paul said, no, you do not understand something. There is something called grace. 20 years ago, still there was an issue about the old covenant and the new covenant. And they convened as a church council in Jerusalem, decided to discuss some of these things. And finally, there was a spoken word from James. And James said something powerful. And God willing, next week we'll look at it. Please be upstanding on your feet. I want you to tap two people and tell the person, the Lord is looking for true worshipers. Say, the Lord is looking for true worshipers. Oh, Jesus. Please lift up your two hands. Lovely to him.
Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.